When was the last time you made a new friend?
Oh, I don't know. 2004.
I mean, I've eaten the butt for sure.
You've eaten the butt.
Yeah. He's eaten butt? That's not what I mean, but I've eaten the butt for sure.
Do you do the fingers, like shoot the bunny?
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
I want to shoot a bunny.
All right, so it's a situation. You're meeting your 18-year-old self. You're allowed 3 words. What do you say?
All right, bring us in. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to the Wicked Boys.
Wow, look at that. A little harmonization.
Barbershop quartet.
Quartet, yeah, that's true. I'm not doing it, to be honest.
No. They've gone out of style, I think.
Yeah, they're only in Disney now.
Did you guys know that Antonio wore headphones this whole time?
Please.
Really?
Maybe not the audio listeners.
It must be just because I always see you. I just don't even, it's one of those things, you know, you don't even realize.
Yeah, that must be it. I don't want to insult you any further than I would.
Antonio put those on and Danny went, oh, headphones today. And then we all went, he wears those every time.
Yeah, I guess so. I wear them just as much as you wear your gold bracelet.
Every time. For the most part, every time.
I actually do every time.
There's not one?
No, there's, yeah, of course, there's been a couple. Okay. Because if I'm sitting, like, somewhere else or over
gotcha,
there.
Gotcha. All right, well,
yeah,
look at you.
He thought he can have the responsibility of wearing these and making sure the audio's okay.
I can hear.
I'm glad you can hear. Also, sometimes you can't really hear that well.
I definitely have damaged hearing. Do you think you have damaged hearing?
From concerts?
No, yeah. I don't have damaged hearing.
For sure. And I just, like... Every time in my car, every time I'm listening to headphones, volume max.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
That's not good at all.
Well, it's the life I live.
I told you about the time in high school where the teacher like made the girl cry because of the hearing thing. Did I say that? I think I said it
sounds
once.
Sounds familiar. I don't remember.
So there was, you know, you could do audio tests, mm-hmm. as in, you know, like on TikTok, there's the tones kind of. It's like, and like your age is what you should hear this by. So my teacher was doing that in physics. And he started the tone at, you know, what you should hear, be able to hear at 60 and then 70 and then, you know, whatever, 80, 40, 50. So it started getting lower and lower. And like 30s, oh, I could hear it. 20s, all right. 15 is when my ear kind of went out. It's like, all right, I have the ear of a 15-year-old still.
Yeah.
But then the point is, as it was going up, it was in the 20s and this girl couldn't hear it, and then it was 30s and the girl couldn't hear it, and 40s and the girl still couldn't hear the ringing. And it turns out she goes to like EDM concerts and like big headphones things and stands by the bass. It ruins your ears. And he just turns off the whole system and looks at her dead in the eyes and goes, if you want to be able to hear your child cry,
oh,
you should stop doing whatever you're doing. And then she ran out of the room and started crying.
Damn.
Yeah, that is weird. And it's also weird how I've taken those tests before, and it's like whistle tones. Like, for some reason, it's like dogs and children can hear, like, very high whistle tones. And when you're an adult, you just can't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I think,
I don't know why.
You're born with as many ear hairs as you're going to be born with or something.
Is that what makes you hear it?
I think it's something like that.
When I took one of those tests, it was like, you know, it started getting higher and higher and higher. And I had my volume playing out loud, and then it just went... And then everyone thought I was watching porn.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, they got me.
That's what you get. That's what you get, too.
I was just trying to figure out what age my hearing was.
Yeah. And then sometimes when I'm testing my hearing, my age, my ear age, I don't even know. It's just the other people in the room are like, is someone playing a buzzing tone? I'm like, oh, shit, you can hear that? My bad. Sorry, Mom. I thought you wouldn't be able to get to the 50s.
Much like many things, I think we can all just bank on the fact that hearing aids are only getting better and better and better.
We need to bank on that.
I mean, everybody's ears get bad as they, no matter what you do.
That's true.
We should do a test.
My ears are definitely the best ones.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Also, I don't even trust AirPods. I don't put AirPods in my ears and stuff.
Yeah, but you put Q-tips about fucking 3 inches into your ears.
I only use the Q-tips to get the wetness out of my ears. My ears are always so wet. I have very sensitive ears. Don't know why they're always so wet. It's literally I stick them in just to soak the Q-tip and take them out.
Ugh. Gross.
You got wet ears, brother.
Why are they so wet?
I don't know why they're so wet. And they get wet when I get anxious too, like a dog.
Do you guys do the holding your breath test when you're scrolling when you find that one? It's like if you have healthy lungs, you can hold your breath from A to B.
I do that And then when another one
pass out.
Then when another one pops up, I'm like, you know what, I already did. I already have my test. Sometimes they take too long. I'm like, I don't care.
I remember doing that during COVID when, like, literally the first 3 days, people were like, if you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, you don't have it. And I was convinced at the time that I did have it.
Danny was at 9 seconds. He was like.
And I was at 9 seconds, and I went, oh, I must have it. I have to breathe, even though I can hold my breath for 10 seconds. It's just something in my mind that's really convincing me that I had it.
It was only 9 seconds.
He's turning purple.
Yeah,
there was a level of hysteria because I had a cold once it started, and I was just like, oh, I have it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's
that's
over.
Gonna do it.
I'm going to kill my friends and family.
Also, the Patreon beat the Minecraft event that we set up.
Yes,
they unlocked 7 days of content starting tomorrow. So if you want just – it's technically a discounted month because of how much content is going to be in it this month. Patreon.com/PickyBoys. Sign up. Get your money's worth this month. 7 extra days of content.
Can I tell you a secret about that? I was playing, and I was helping defeat the monster. I was in creative mode.
Oh, my
God. What a bad guy. Well, good guy.
Listen, I would have
died. Died.
Somehow I still died.
Impossible.
But I was doing my part. I was doing my part.
You know, I don't know if anybody know this. Notoriously, if you watch the Twitch, you know, the Picky Boys on Twitch, Danny's not that good at video games.
No,
I don't know if you've known that.
I wasn't helping very much.
I'm saying I was watching all the everything happening. I'm like, you know, Danny's really surviving this.
He's just flying around.
Yeah, he's like accidentally goes, oh.
I didn't even realize until right at the very end, I went to go double jump and I flew in the air. And I went, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to stay here.
So you just thought you were the best Minecraft player that's ever existed for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Good for you.
But Incredible. Listen, a win's a win. It still counts.
I have another question before we get to something Jason brought. Somebody asked me about, you know, Wonder Bread, like the loaf bread, that sliced bread?
Yeah, it's like polka dot.
Yes.
I just want to get, it's that kind of bread because there's many breads.
Sliced bread.
The polka dot white one.
Yes.
Right?
So sliced bread. They asked me, when you make your sandwich, what's the first piece of bread you go for? Because they said, obviously, they skip the butt.
The butt, yeah.
And then they skip the next one and go to the third piece.
It can be a little small, the second piece.
So yeah, they go to the third piece to start the sandwich, and I thought that was a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little inconsiderate of you know, the rest of the people in your house. Yeah, well, someone's going to have to eat that. Butt, I think it's okay to skip, for sure.
The butt's okay to skip.
Skipping the second one, I mean, you're just being picky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you can do is you can do the second one on one end and the second one on the other end, and they should be equally as tiny, you know, and make a perfect sandwich.
Make a smaller sandwich. Yeah, but then you got to shove your hand all the way in the back of the bag.
But the second one isn't really, it's not as small as they're saying. Like,
it's really not.
It can easily be paired with another regular piece of bread.
I agree.
I also saw somebody who took the butt but flipped it upside down. So it looked like the two sides and like tricked himself
into
eating the sandwich. Yeah,
I see.
I mean, I've eaten the butt for sure.
You've eaten the butt.
Yeah,
<He's eating> butt?
That's not what I mean. But I've eaten the butt for sure. Like, you're making yourself peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, and you just have like three pieces and the butt left. You take the butt, put a little peanut butter on there. It's tasty.
So you didn't even make a sandwich.
No, I made the sandwich of the two, and then I took the butt. I'm not just gonna throw it away, so I took the butt.
So you didn't make a sandwich with the butt. You literally just ate that sliced bread's ass.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is the crust of bread not good?
It's not as bad when it's the butt. When the entire thing is crust, it doesn't taste as bad to me.
You know, I agree with him because like a semolina or like an Italian loaf, it's all crust.
That's
kinda
what I'm saying.
But
those
it's
are
so good.
Good.
I don't know.
White bread.
Not
the crust sucks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Crusty white bread.
Because it's not like
soft,
crunchy, like a semolina or.
I don't know.
Did any of you use a bread box?
What am I in the fucking 40s?
I don't know. Some families use a bread box.
I have a bread box. I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't think we use.
I don't use it.
We have a bread box.
No, I meant growing up, I did.
I was gonna say.
You guys can't.
We don't
keep
have bread.
Fake plants alive.
I can't eat it.
Bread?
So I don't know why we would.
First of all, I have a beautiful, thriving fake plant.
He waters it every day.
Sick brother.
Just saying.
This guy has a thriving fake plant.
Well, you said I can't keep fake plants alive. I keep them alive very well.
I see them wither.
They don't wither.
I've seen
and
them.
And I actually have had a plant for about 2 years now that I've kept alive very much on the edge. I'm basically edging him to death. but
where's this plant?
It's in my room. Oh yeah, right on the windowsill.
Wouldn't see that. All right, Jason, hit us.
Yeah, I have something I want to say.
Oh, never mind. Here we go.
Okay, here. I'm gonna risk sounding insane by saying this. Uh-oh. But I need to know if someone else out there has seen this or it's getting recommended to them or what. But is there any chance, are you guys getting tons of these videos on your feed that is like a chicken nugget singing, like mumbling Cotton Eye Joe? Is this registering with anyone? No. Okay.
No.
What?
My feed. Okay. If someone in the comments is getting recommended this, please let me know. But
it's,
yeah, so.
It's what?
Okay, so it's a chicken nugget.
What does that mean? Like Tyson?
It's like a chicken nugget, yeah, but it's got a face. It's got eyes and a mouth.
Like the annoying orange.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. And then it's like mumbling, because it's not really singing it well. It's mumbling the Cotton Eye Joe.
Can I have a rendition of what the nugget's doing?
Yeah, it's kind of like, G-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g- seen this. I can't get this off my feed, bro. I'm trying to. I gotta try to.
Goop-a-dack-dack-dack-dope. Yeah.
Can you play it, Jason? It's like,
he can't get past the captcha and the volume on the TV.
Well, there's one
not
on YouTube.
There's also no volume.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, I don't see it anywhere here.
It sounds fun. I wish I was in on this.
No, it's complete brain rot.
I don't want to search it because then I feel like I'm going to get it.
And sometimes, like, I'm not going to lie, sometimes Nikocado avocados in the video for some reason.
What?
And then he's, like, eating. He tries to eat the nugget, but he's like, kika, kadi, kika.
Why does it sound like in the beginning it kind of sounded like Michael Jackson as a chicken nugget singing Cat
this
Nigel.
One's in the desert, but this account is called Omega Chicken.
How many can you check? How many views does it have?
This one,
that one has 4 million.
Other people know this, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and dude, the top comment is always like, dude, I can't let her know I fuck with this heavy.
Please, no one look at my feed. Well, I'm sorry that's happening to you. I'm sure it's going to happen to me now because we searched it, and also the phones are listening.
Yeah. Well, now I'm trapped in that. I'm going to have to do a lot of work to get out of here. I have to do a lot of work.
Once you're in a trap, you're in the trap. All right, Jason.
All right, question time.
Question time.
Question time.
All right, so you're meeting your 18-year-old self. Fuck me.
Oh, is meaning, that what I say?
Yeah, right. Let me reset. Reset.
You have to seduce your 18-year-old self.
Here, I have a situation.
What?
Easy.
You don't think
you could seduce your 18-year-old self?
I don't think I could go back and bang my 18-year-old self, Danny. No.
I think I could.
All right.
Easy.
Easy?
Yeah.
You think you could go to your 18-year-old self and convince him to bang you?
No.
I don't think.
Wait, can I lie to him?
Yeah.
That's not seducing. I can't. You need to fuck your future self or the world ends.
That's seducing.
That's not seducing.
That's
seduction.
How do you seduce
that's,
over there?
I'm not saying it's, you know, it may not be ethical seduction, but it's certainly seduction.
That's.
But if they're not aroused, is it?
They don't have to be aroused.
Oh, well, all right. What are we doing now with your 18-year-old self, by the way?
True.
How about, you know?
I'm just saying, I think it's easy. Either way. Next.
Danny's just...
That wasn't the question. all right, so it's a situation. You're meeting your 18-year-old self. You're allowed 3 words. What do you say?
Fuck me, please!
Why did you also scream it so loud into the mic?
It's emphasis.
Screamed it so loud.
No, 3 words. Oh, man, I don't know. What can you really say with 3 words?
Just buy Bitcoin.
I was going to say buy GameStop stock.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Really?
Saying like NVIDIA and the price and the date.
Really, I feel like we should limit financial advice because it's so easy.
Yeah, it's the
buy Bitcoin, buy GameStop, buy NVIDIA stock.
Yeah.
What? I guess if we did the same question, but it can't be financial advice.
I'd just be,
you can't just financially advise him.
Yeah, I'd just be like, seek what's unseen. Just something for me to go like, what the fuck is that guy talking about? I would just do something annoying.
I don't know.
Fuck me, please.
No, that's not the answer. That's not the answer.
The please is rough.
We could remove like financial. I think that makes it more fun because then you could just tell yourself to buy stocks.
Yeah,
for sell sure. Stock and the date.
Dude, you know, I would maybe say, don't go college.
Don't go college?
Even though it sounds like I didn't go to college by saying that, but yeah. I'm limited to words here.
Does my past self know it's me?
Yeah, you're meeting your 18-year-old self.
Honestly, this is what will happen with Danny. I know for a fact this is what will happen with Danny. It's like as soon as he sees himself, he'll just say something out of like, oh, wow, it's you, and then gone right back. Like, oh, look at you, back.
Yeah, that could happen. I don't know. I don't know what, like, what am I trying to convey to my 18-year-old self?
Can I do charades?
Oh,
sure.
Good question.
Yeah. I don't even know what I would say. First of all, it would only be financial advice. What else would you say?
Maybe you made a mistake like, in life. I don't know.
Keep on going or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Never give up. Just something on that a 48-year-old like white woman would have on their wall or something.
Yeah.
Like
live, love, laugh.
Yeah, live, love, laugh.
That's three right
exactly, there. Exactly, right sure. there. I would just tell my 18-year-old self, live, love, laugh.
I think it's live, laugh, love.
And I would also say, punch Danny.
Face.
Face.
Hard. I snuck in an extra word.
Punch Danny hard.
Make TikToks early.
TikToks.
All right.
TikToks. I guess that's
semi-financial advice, though.
Yeah.
No, I think I'd say don't go college, and then, but then I'm not even telling him to
do anything
do
YouTube
else. And stuff,
yeah.
So
you're
kind of
just setting him on the just don't go college, and they're like, well, what do you want me to do then? And say so that now you're gone. Poof.
Mm. Pandemic 2020.
Oh, that one's scary.
Prevent. He just has to figure out how to stop it.
There would be, first of all,
you don't want to do anything that's going to turn yourself into a crazy person. Like, oh, I've been warned of a pandemic. Like, please, you have to believe me. That'll literally turn you into a crazy person.
If I saw my future self and they only said three words to me, it doesn't matter what three words are. You're probably going to go a little crazy.
A little crazy. But if you're telling them to stop a worldwide thing, you know, you're...
First of all, what can he do to stop it?
He'll figure it out.
I don't know. What if I just said go fuck yourself?
You'd probably just jerk off.
That's fine.
Or if he did that, that would seduce him.
True.
Back to seducing your 18-year-old self.
He would fuck you.
That's tough. Three words is tough.
Yeah, three
but
words.
But I would probably just fuck with him at that point. If I can't get financial advice, it'd just be funnier. Like, fucking asshole. I don't know. I have no idea. You think that if I... okay. If you think that you were completely erased from our memories,
uh-huh.
you'd be able to get back in? Like, figure out a way to, like, make us fall in love with you again? As friends?
It's hard. But I can't, like, allude to the fact that I was there at one point.
Bro, it would be so easy.
Oh, okay. He's saying it'd be easy. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you can.
Okay, well,
but
yeah.
But, like, pictures are wiped of you, like, memories wiped of you.
Yeah.
But you know all of our interests and everything.
True,
it'd be so easy. You said you know where we go to drink and hang out. You go to that bar, sit down next to us, strike a conversation about the things you know we love.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's a tricky first couple interactions because the first couple interactions would be like, JT, this fucking kid is stalking us, dude.
You don't want to come off as a creep.
And for Danny, tough.
Not tough.
Tough.
No, I just got to get... For the first few meetings, you got to do when you're really drunk, I think. That's an easy way when you start to...
I don't know if that's a good tactic.
That's personally when I start to intermingle with the rest of society.
The thing is, it is hard at this age to, like, make new friends.
Yeah, but it's not making a new friend. It's remembering an old one.
True. But it's not.
But it's not.
Everything's wiped.
Also, it's tough because so many years without you are wiped.
You can't even do, like, the old, like, the best way to make new friends as an adult is to, like, have a similar hobby. But we don't really have hobbies, so you can't even do that strategy.
No.
So how does it work? Because... when you went to the movies and saw the Avengers and he was there, is he just like this void in that memory? Or is it like, there was some kid with us. I don't know who it was.
No, it's just gone. Just gone.
So you never saw the Avengers then?
No, you did, but he just wasn't there. Okay. That's like, it's AI fixed. That patch of memories fixed with AI. He just wasn't there. Gotcha.
Isn't there a passcode that we set for a situation like this?
There is. Don't say it.
No,
oh my God!
Sorry! What is wrong with you? Are you crazy? What? Are you crazy?
I come up with a new passcode.
Are you wild?
What?
Why would you
I didn't
do
say
that?
It. Did I say it?
Why would you? No, it was wrong on top of that.
Okay, so it wasn't even the right one. I was intentionally not saying the real one.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
You tried hard there. That means in a situation, not only would you fuck us, you'd fuck yourself.
Why?
Go back to your 18-year-old.
Why?
Self. We have this code, you know, to get out of a situation, a planned, unplanned situation.
Yes.
And it's a very specific phrase. And
I forgot it.
I can't believe you were about to just fucking launch it.
Wait,
into...
Was that the phrase?
It was very close.
Okay.
Now we got to fuck... Like, so many years has that been ingrained. What is wrong with you?
Why do you need a new phrase?
Why would you need, why would you say the old one?
What is the problem with that? I don't get it.
Is that now the imposter can watch the podcast and find it out.
But that wasn't the phrase.
You don't understand why that could have been a...
Now I understand, which is why I gave them the phrase.
I don't think we should give him the new phrase.
I don't think he's getting the new phrase.
Because he's just going to...
I already have the old phrase that is
that's
still
gone.
Intact.
No, it's gone.
That's still intact.
That's corrupted.
It's wiped. You ruined...
I don't have the old phrase.
We have to create a new password.
Oh, what was the old password?
I'm not saying it either.
Why not?
Because just in case... Because we have
they're
so
not,
many...
If you're not willing to say it, then you're not going to create a new password.
We have so many other people that... know it, that we can't just mass text change the life password to everybody.
Okay, so we're not changing it.
No, we are, but
you're not
included. Not.
What the hell?
I can't tell you now.
If there's an imposter, Danny, we're going to have to shoot one of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
no, just
that's,
both.
I would use the phrase.
Yeah, it's old. Can't, access denied. Can't use password that's been used in the past 3 months.
I think that would do it, first of all. I think that would do it.
It would do it close. But no, it also wouldn't do it because I feel like you're saying that if you were wiped and you came back and you said the phrase.
Yeah.
I still don't think that would because we would just be like, oh, fucking someone's fucking with us because they know it. You know what I mean? I think it's a lot harder than you think. Like that whole, what was the movie with Channing Tatum where his...
Magic Mike.
His wife, not that one, the worst one. The one where his
21
wife...
21 Jump Street.
She's the
that
man.
That one was good. That's not either of them. Was Channing Tatum in that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
The one where his wife gets into an accident, loses memory, has to fall in love with him again.
50 First Dates.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's very close. Very close. I don't know the name of it. Oh. Like, that's bullshit. I don't think he'd be able to do that.
I don't know. I don't really think.
So you think that you'd be able to make us fall in love with you easier than a significant other?
Well, no. We don't have to fall in love with him.
Yeah, no. That's not what I said.
That's kind of.
It would be hard, but I think I could do it. It'd be really hard.
You said easy. You think you could do it? No problem.
I think it definitely. It's somewhere between. Okay, so again, we're kind of at an age where people kind of stop making friends, which makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went back to like when we were 15 with all the info he has, then for sure.
15.
Now
easy.
It's harder. Still doable. When was the last time you made a new friend?
Oh, I don't know. 2004. Maybe.
Are you seven?
2004.
You're definitely right, though. The hardest part is the beginning. The first contact is the hardest part.
First contact.
I think that's by far, because everything can really like go sour right there. Bad first impression. Every time you're now trying again, they're like, oh, this guy.
Yeah. Oh, the guy that threw up because he wanted our first interaction to be when we were all blackout drunk.
I didn't say blackout. I said drunk.
Yeah, same. JT said it would be easy. I don't think. I think I'd probably. I would. I'd try. I think it's. I don't think it's. I really don't even think it's possible. Actually, I don't like not anywhere close. To, you kind of just give up on how close that would be. It's more like just oh yeah, he comes sometimes, and you get that little like oh god, look how it used to be, and then it's like back to you just go home again. I don't think it's possible personally. Even the refalling in love with a significant other thing, like it's not possible. Like, it can happen. Like, you guys could, like, get back together maybe, but it's not just, like, it's just broken vase, you know?
I think it'd be easier if both of us had amnesia or whatever spell this is, you know?
If all three of us had it or all
four
of us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if everybody...
But then we just wouldn't... It just wouldn't... We'd be gone.
Now I'm talking more about the significant other thing. It's like, if both of you were in a car accident and you both got amnesia, I think it'd be easier to fall in love again.
Yeah, until you find out which one was driving.
What if we all, like us three, got amnesia, but like then our moms were like, oh yeah, these were like your good friends. Do you think like we could become good friends again?
Yeah.
Or if we, like we'd hang out once and be like, guy's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
I think
because of our moms.
I think it's our moms forcing easier. Like Because then we can just relive our old memories and we don't even remember that we already lived them, you know? That's why I think people get along with each other so well in nursing homes, because like people will just tell the same story to the same people every day, yeah. And it's a new story every day, and it's a banger every day.
Martin does
drop
that.
The same banger every day.
Martin tells us the same story every day, except we have our memories.
Yeah, we're not elderly.
Yeah, he's still around. We keep him around.
But sometimes it's funny when someone's telling you the same story, because then you can go, no way. Is this about to happen? And then just, you know, like predict what's about to happen in their story.
Bro, dude, there was one time where I think SourceFed came out with riddles, like a riddle video, like trying to solve riddles. And I watched it when it first came out. And then later that week, Nick, one of our friends, came over and he just sat down and he was like, oh, I got a bunch of riddles. You want to try to solve them? And then I was like, yeah, sure. I like riddles. And then I didn't tell him I watched the video, but he was verbatim asking me all the riddles from the video. So he'd be like, oh, like something, something, this. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Is it a book? And he'd be like, it is a book. And then another thing is like, oh, this is, I was like, oh, tomorrow. The answer's tomorrow. I'd be like, it is tomorrow. Damn, I didn't figure that out. And I answered every single one correctly. And he got angry and he went home because I got them all. I went, that's what you get. For coming at my intelligence there, you know? He's like, oh, let me sit down. Let me hang out and ask you some riddles. Well, that's what you get. I answered them all, bitch.
All right. Jason, you got a question for us? Or
a news? You got
article?
Something?
I wouldn't mind a news article.
I see a lot of stuff up there.
Time for some picky news. I feel like that's a segment now.
That's just Reddit.
See,
I didn't read this article.
I see a Japanese man.
This one looked interesting. All right. Japanese man who spent a fortune to become a dog has done his first interview in costume. And I'm guessing this...
Oh, that's
this is him.
Oh, I thought that was a dog. Is there any clip of the interview?
That is a man. We could probably find it.
He has
it.
Spent
oh,
a whopping $2
million. Wait, right there, go
now. Oh, wait, $2 million. Yeah, he's only spent 14 grand on this
project.
That's
honestly not that bad. It's pretty good.
Into a canine breed, a collie. The transformation was made possible through a custom-made dog-suited craft and skilled by hands at Zeppet. I don't know.
There is an interview.
Oh, my God.
That looks terrifying.
It looks like a dog.
So he's basically like... the greatest furry who's ever lived.
Yeah, very realistic furry.
Yeah, do what you want, I guess. You know, good for you. If I had an extra 14K, I don't know if I'd do that, to be fair. Drop your insights and opinions in the comments below. I don't think they should open up.
Let's see what the comments say.
I don't think they should open up a forum for us to talk about it.
Oh, there's no comments?
Yeah, I would turn those off as well.
Nobody comments on these websites.
Yeah, no. I mean, that guy's allowed to vote.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the rules over there.
In Japan?
I'm sure he is.
Wow. I mean, pretty good, all things considered.
It's not that good.
You could.
I mean, it's
I could walk
good.
Like a dog way better than that.
Yeah, I think I can do it better.
Oh.
Way better than that.
I don't know about that.
I think you can do it, too.
Imagine seeing someone in like a realistic but also clearly off human costume coming up to you. That's what the dog's experiencing.
The funny part,
yeah, but it would be a dog in a little slightly
it would be
off
a dog in the costume.
Human costume.
The funny part to me is whenever like the character breaks and he just stands up. Like I think that's funny.
Or when he has to. Do you think he pees from there?
Yeah, he has. I'm sure he has a penis apparatus.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Oh.
Don't awe this.
Yeah, I don't like this.
What? Just suspend disbelief for a second, that's just a cute dog.
I would be horrified if I saw that in real life.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't know. I don't think you'd really know.
I would know.
I really don't think you'd know.
Are you kidding me, Danny? It looks like dead eyes. They don't move.
Well, either it's a man in a dog suit or a heavily sedated dog.
It's also way too big. The face is off. The face doesn't move whatsoever.
I'll tell you what. When this channel gets a... When this animal, I Want to Be an Animal channel gets enough money and they make a really good one, you could probably do a moving mouth and everything.
Yeah, I'd be more impressed then.
You know what I never understood, Pivot? The two-person costume with the horse when one's the ass.
Yeah.
Like, what does that work for 3 seconds? You know?
Huh?
Yeah.
Because you're hugging the guy's, like, you're sniffing the guy's ass in front of you.
Yeah.
So what about when you want to get a drink? You just out, horse is cut in half?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I
think 95% of the night is spent apart.
Half horse.
And it's just like a gag sometimes. You're like, hey. And then the rest of the time you walk around as a horse's ass, which is kind of funny.
I guess that's funny.
Yeah.
Just more who you got to convince someone to, yeah, you be the horse's ass.
My friends won a a costume contest, and they were both two big red balloons, two big red circles. And then a third friend would hold up a picture behind them of Kate Upton's face. So they were Kate Upton's boobs.
Okay. Oh. All right. I get that. You would need a pretty big Kate Upton head cutout.
Yeah, for sure. Hmm.
But when they're separated, then you have no idea who they are.
You're just a red ball.
You're just a ball from Wipeout.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, you are a ball from Wipeout.
Do you think four balls from Wipeout would win a competition?
If you have a guy that runs across.
Yeah, you need a guy.
I don't think a guy would do it, but if you had a little stick man.
Oh, that'd be so good. That'd be so good.
You definitely make it on the Wipeout like Instagram page.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe in 2008. Do they still do things?
I don't know.
Yeah. John Cena is
the most recent host. With is it Cake Lady?
They had to pivot after they killed someone.
Oh, that's good.
Whoa. Someone died.
Well, same.
Someone
broke their neck on their obstacle course. Yeah, they killed someone.
Someone happened to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The show killed someone.
I mean, if you took the show to court,
they wouldn't get
25 to life.
They would get a settlement of millions of dollars, the family.
That's probably true.
The guy wasn't athletic enough.
And that's their fault. They purposely pick fat on athletic people because it's funny to watch them fall.
Yeah.
No one dies on Ninja Warrior, even though those obstacles are way crazier, way higher falls, way harder.
I disagree.
Not really, though. They're not meant to fall. Like, they're harder obstacles, but it's not like an obstacle that you, like, fall into and bounce off.
Yeah,
you know?
I would argue that American Ninja Warrior is water. Scooby-Doo, American Ninja Warrior is way safer than Wipeout. Way safer.
Like, what is it?
I'll give you a stat. Someone died on Wipeout, Jason. You know how many people died on American Ninja Warrior?
Well, let's find out.
Oh, yeah?
Again, to clarify,
I think
American Ninja Warrior, far harder. Not saying that.
I don't think people would have died if all the entrants of Wipeout were American Ninja Warrior people.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anyone would
have disagree. Died. Oh, not, uh-oh, Jace, JT. Not.
Oh, no. He's just the guy who died.
Dumbasses. Also,
he's the one looking up the thing.
And you think that if all of the contestants of Wipeout were American Ninja Warrior entrants, someone would still die?
I think
that's crazy.
I think that it is still way more possible that they would die on Wipeout than American Ninja Warrior.
Bro, Wipeout, it's like one of the fucking levels is just a fucking thing that swings around and you have to jump over like you're playing Fall Guys. Like, every single person on American Ninja Warrior could do that and not fail.
That's okay. Well, I don't know about that. You know, it's a little tricky. I think
they're ninjas. They're American ninjas. Well, and warriors.
Also, 99.9% of them lose. They don't even do it. Oh, there's only one winner. So I don't know about all that.
Because they are compared by time. So if one guy makes it in 40 seconds, another makes it 45.
Yes or no, answer this. Do you think the person, same caliber of specimen, it's easier to die on Wipeout than American Ninja Warrior? Yes or no?
I think it's probably Wipeout.
What?
I think it's probably Wipeout.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm just arguing
for fun. Bad guy.
I'm just arguing
for
fun.
Bad guy over here.
Oh.
I have another thing, quick.
Yeah.
But we'll wrap up on this, I guess. I saw something on TikTok where a person can't rotate their arm this way and their opposite way. I could do it.
So one has to go this way and then one has to go this way.
Oh, you could do it.
Yeah.
Is this right?
No, that's the same way.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Oh, now, when you think about it, you can't do it.
Oh, shit, you're right. That's hard.
When you think about it, you can't do it.
As soon as
I think about it, my brain literally goes...
No, I keep reverting to the same way. So this one goes this way.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, you got it.
Oh, okay. A little bit of thinking.
I think you need...
I need to not think.
There you go. Yeah, we got it. Wow, all three of us can do
it. Once I not think, I can do it.
All three of us can do it? I don't think I can do that.
I can't do it for too long. I'll revert.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're fucking
Are we
in a special group? Are we in a special group?
Yeah, no, I can do that.
That's easy. Everyone knows how to do this one now.
I guarantee there's not another group of friends where all three of them can do it at the same time. I guarantee it. Challenge me. There's no way.
I forgot. There was one where, like, you do this.
Can you do the fingers? Like, shoot the bunny?
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
I want to shoot a bunny. I did it. Oh, yeah. Nope. Hold on. Shoot the bunny.
Two fingers out. It's okay. You got a double barrel.
Shoot the bunny.
You have your thumb out.
There's always one extra.
There was one I forgot. It's like you make a figure eight like with this hand.
Yeah, you're getting crazy.
Yeah, I mean, relax. No, also, then put your leg behind your back.
You make a figure eight with this hand, and then you do something with this hand, and this one like immediately reverts backwards. I forgot.
That's too complicated. I saw people like the fucking those things, you know, whatever.
But fucking, why are you doing a snapping your fingers in a Z formation?
It's something like with beats.
Have you always known how to snap?
No,
me neither.
Couldn't figure it out. Couldn't figure out how to do it.
Non-snapper.
I only learned we might have talked about this five years ago or something. That when you snap, the noise comes from your middle finger smacking your palm, and I didn't know that.
You know,
I could do it.
I don't really believe that.
Where else would it come from?
I thought it's just this part, this friction part.
No.
So you can test it. You could put something soft here, and you won't be able to snap. You can't put your hand there because it's not soft enough.
That's why.
That's enough out of you. Do we have something?
We have a here, right there.
Give me that. Yeah, I see it. All right, so what do I do?
Put it where your palm is.
Like that?
Well, I mean...
Well, your finger's gonna have to smack it, so kind of like right here.
Put it like over your palm.
I can hold it there for
like
you.
That?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it sounds muffled.
Yeah, no, you're right. It sounded like a
it's
silence.
Not a, it's not a pop.
You silenced my snap.
Pussy.
JT, tell them where to find you. Let's get out of here.
You can find me on Instagram at the JBalls.
You can find me crying.
Nice.
You can find me at Aunt Prisco. Can't forget to follow
the Picky Boys podcast. All of the links are in the description down below. There'll be a few popping up right here.
Also, Brian Kresh fractures leg in three places below the knee on American Ninja Warrior, just
but,
so you know.
But did he die?
Did anyone fracture the leg in three places on Wipeout?
He sounds
He sounds like an American Ninja loser.